Is it normal? I mean, do a lot of people do that? I'm just now realizing it, to actually sit on the same side of the booth or table. I think it's just a little bit weird. Like, I'm not judging you, but I'm kind of judging you.
I love how much it bothers you when we go to restaurants. Joe's like, ugh.
I'm just like, why can't they sit on the other side of the person? Because there is room across the table.
Brooklyn hit us up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show saying, I think it's mainly the clingy couples. When I see people sitting together, my first thought is, you can't even spend 1 hour not glued to each other's side to eat. You're still together. And Sean hit us up saying, I hate when people do that.
Let's take one more call. Sebastian, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You think this is totally normal. Why?
Totally normal. Here's the reason. Man, when you're sitting next to a girl, like, you know, you can touch her thigh, her boob's going to automatically be up against you. And it's, to me, it's just fun. Dinner's not about the food to me. It's about having a hot-ass girl next to you. And, you know, she's talking and laughing in your ear. She's touching you. And no one knows, you know, I can touch her butt if I want to.
So you're going for that thigh and that breast, and we're not talking about chicken either.
Exactly. I just think it's fun times, you know, like, it's not that big of a deal. I think it's kind of, you can't really get, when you're sitting across, you can't get any of that in. And it's not like to kind of be, you know, like, we need to get a room. I'm just saying that, to me, makes dinner fun.
So do you think, Sebastian, the old couple that I thought of, it was a man and a woman, they were probably in their 70s or older, like on their deathbed. Do you think that they were like, you know, he was copping a feel on her butt, like her saggy boob, you know? Like, just...
Totally. Totally, bro. I'm sure. He's trying to get it in. He might not have that much time left. He's trying to get it in.
Oh, man. Hey, Sebastian, thank you for calling in.
Sebastian's voice and his name, it sounds like he's doing things under the seat.
Under the seat. Let's talk to, hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Steven Dalton, man. What's up?
What's up, buddy? Real quick, what do you want to say about people sitting on the same side of the table or the booth?
Hey, I was just saying, I can't stand it. My boyfriend wants to go out and eat and stuff like that all the time, and every time he comes on the other side of the booth, it really bothers me. But I just close my mouth and nod my head and disagree with the conversation. I just can't do it. I don't like it.
Have you ever told him that?
I don't think I know. No, I don't want to start an argument.
Would you like me to do it for you? I could just kind of politely right now on the radio with a few, you know, thousand people listening, just ask him to sit on the other side. We could do this right now.
Oh, no, I'm totally good. As soon as I get home from work today, it's going to be an issue.
How often, like, does that happen? Like, every time you go out?
Well, just like Debbie, your other caller Debbie was saying over the phone, it's like usually like 2 or 3 times a week. We go out to eat, go to TGF Friday. You know, they got that little booth over to the side, like a romantic couple part.
No, for sure.
I'm like, yeah, that's totally sit on the side. Maybe I want to get on Facebook and scroll through some things or look at some pictures or something like that. But yeah, it's totally, to me, it's kind of awkward.
Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. See, I think a majority of people say it's awkward, and the only reason that I've heard that they do it, because if you're being controlled or controlling, you're probably not going to call and admit that, is just the fact that either it's for warmth, to stay warm, or if you don't see each other at all, which I get that too. Like, our schedules are weird. We work mornings, and our significant others or friends like have totally opposite schedules, but if my wife tried pulling that one, I'd be like, check, please! I'm out of here.